This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I do Snapchat, too. Well, I lurk there, to be totally honest. But there is news of that company that is worth mention today. First of all, it has changed its name. It's now Snap Inc., probably because it's out with its first wearable, a pair of sunglasses that can record video as well, which you would then, in theory, share with your followers, or so the business model goes. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
Are you going to wear these $130 Snapchat sunglasses?
I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to wear them. I'm more in the 70 to 80% range,
really?
But my kid is 100% going to wear them.
Wow. All right. That's so telling on a whole lot of levels. But let's run through this, first of all, just the corporate part of this thing. They are now Snap Inc., and their first hardware product is these sunglasses that can record, like, what, 10 or 30 seconds of videos?
They can record 30 seconds of videos. To be fair, purists will tell you it's not really their first hardware product. They also did a plushie and a beach towel. But no, this is definitely a sign that Snapchat is branching in a much broader direction, understanding that, you know, there's only so long that Snapchat alone, the sort of fun messaging company, can sustain you. And they're doing this kind of really interesting and I think I would argue very related growth strategy into capture. Into cameras.
Okay, but wait, because the last time we had a big company making things that you can put on your face, it didn't go so well, Google Glass.
That is true. A couple of things about that. One, a lot of times in the history of technology, the first thing that comes along is not the thing that people are ready for. It is too expensive and it doesn't work well. And all three of those things were true with Google Glass. It was incredibly expensive. It was horrible as a functioning product. And it was so earnest. It had a completely different agenda. And that agenda was, you know, life cast everything and constantly have access to all the information. It was sort of like an external implant
from
Google. Right. And these Snap spectacles are none of that. They are meant to be purely fun. They are overtly silly in terms of design. You're not going to try to fool anybody by wearing them. And they only do 30 seconds of video. So I think they have a much more focused aim, which is what Google Glass could have used. They're pretty cheap at $130. And frankly, they almost have to work better than Google Glass.
Well, but wait, because isn't what Snapchat is doing here the thing that Google tried to do, which is make our lives something that will now be lived in front of a camera, if that makes any sense, right? It's a lifestyle-changing kind of thing.
It absolutely is. And I think that is the part that people are going to have to get comfortable with or not. They may not. Google Glass really made people feel invaded. It came into their world and somebody was wearing glasses and you didn't know if they were reading tweets, taking your picture, or looking at porn while you were in conversation with them.
Ew.
It's probably happened. That's less of an issue with these spectacles because all people are doing is taking a 30-second video of the things in front of them. There may still be those sort of privacy concerns, but I think you could argue that as a society, we have become those people. We're recording everything all the time. Huh. And there's no reason to assume. We've just assumed that that had to happen on a phone because that was the most common mobile device with a camera in it, but it doesn't.
So once again, are you going to wear them or not?
I'm going to get some. I think they're pretty funny.
All right. Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.